C. Copycat. The idea that we are affected by the people around us is not new. For example, we know that people feel happy when those around them are happy, and that teenagers often start smoking because their friends smoke. Some public health experts are now hoping to use this phenomenon to spread positive health messages. One such expert, Dr. Nicholas Christakis of Harvard Medical School, thinks this can be achieved by targeting key members of social groups, who will then spread the messages to other members. The challenge, he says, is finding the people who have the most influence. Dr. Thomas Valente of the University of Southern California carried out an experimental smoking prevention program with groups of high school students. All groups were led by peers. The peer leaders were nominated by their class, by a teacher, or chosen at random. 1 year after all the leaders stopped smoking, the groups with class-nominated leaders showed the biggest drop in smoking rates. However, results in a follow-up study meant to discourage drug abuse suggested that the group leader's role was not as relevant. Valente says this shows that it might be important to design specific programs based on what is being targeted.
Questions. Number 15. What is Dr. Nicholas Christakis hoping to do? Number 16. What do the results of Dr. Thomas Valente's research suggest?